Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots have had some memorable games here at Gillette Stadium. The one on Sunday night against the Denver Broncos may have topped them all. The Patriots winning late in overtime on a Steven Gostkowski field goal. And after the game, many players, including several captains and Gostkowski himself, talked about what it took to withstand a 24-0 halftime deficit and beat the Broncos.
Yeah, that was definitely up there, man. What a crazy game. It was unbelievable. It was a lot of fun to be a part of, and it was a great team win overall.
What was the message at halftime that you guys were able to turn around?
Just take it as a new ball game. I mean, take one play at a time. You can't do anything to the scoreboard, and the only thing we can do is take one play at a time. Just keep on driving. Don't think there's going to be a miracle where you can score a touchdown. It counts as more. So just take one drive at a time, one play at a time, and worry. Don't worry about anything else. And the message got across, and it was a great second half on both sides of the ball.
Just winning in general is fun, and you know when you get to touch the ball last, it's even sweeter. And you know, what a crazy game, and what a fun finish, and to come back and win like that is definitely special.
You know, I don't want to make too much out of it. I'm just covering down the punts like I always do, and punt returner was kind of waving it off. So Marquise Cole made a great play pushing his guy into the ball, and I was kind of watching. And Ryan's putting up some great punts, so, you know, really goes to them.
Bill's a genius. He's a genius. I mean, even the captains didn't know. We didn't, like, defer and take the win, and I mean, it was obviously the best call, and it was a great call by him.
We got to be mentally tough. We got to play for each other. Everyone's got to do their own, you know, do their job, because everyone's job, you're counting on somebody else to do their job. And, you know, just being accountable and, you know, having that mental toughness to know that, you know, we didn't play the first half the way that we should have played. And, you know, if we play the second half the way we wanted to play the game, we're going to win the game. So
was that set at the half? Or did
no. You know, you don't. Again, there's some things don't need to be said.
We just had to stop turning the ball over. We just had to start playing our game as an offense, and we were able to do that in the second half, and we were able to move the ball.
How do you go about regrouping mentally? Because it's happening. It's, you know, every. Yeah. It seems like it's every possession, the first three possessions you gave up the ball. How do you go about regrouping?
You got to have a short memory, you know, and that goes offense and defense. You hear it more on defense, yeah. But offensively, a couple turnovers, we can't, you know, we have a whole other half to play. That's what we said, you know, a whole number half. And went out there on the field, and we were able to put it together.
I think the big thing was that we fought back from a 24-point lead. And for our team, that said a lot about the guys that we have here and the caliber of team we are. And for me, I mean, I wouldn't be a team player if I wasn't out there rooting. And if we ended up with a loss on top of all this, I think my night would have been that much worse. But for me to get a win, I have to focus on the team and not myself. But at the same time, I know that there's some things that I have to go in there and change and fix if I'm going to be there for this team down the road like they're leaning on me to be. And it's frustrating and it's sickening, but it's part of the game.
Have you ever been part of a tie in your career?
No.
What was going through your mind as the clock was kind of ticking down?
I hope we don't tie. That's about all I was thinking of. And luckily, the ball literally bounced our way, and Meat was able to put it in for us.
You know, as long as there's still time left on that clock, you know, we're going to fight no matter what the deficit is, no matter how insurmountable the odds, you know, may seem to anyone on the outside looking in. But, you know, we know the character of the guys in this locker room, and we know, you know, we're going to battle.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.